You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Chris Rose on his Talking Baseball podcast posing the possibility Raffy Devers could be traded, which I don't think we've necessarily jumped into with 2 feet, but we've sort of talked about if this goes really south, how does the relationship end?
Raffy Devers for Mason Miller. Who says no?
I would do it right now.
I know.
No, I wouldn't even hesitate.
What is a team? What is a rebuilding team playing in a bandbox that won't be in their new home for 2 years have to do with a 9-year overpaid, petulant
no
DH?
Chance. Yeah, no
chance.
I don't
know. That's their problem.
No, that's what are you, a talk radio caller? Like you're supposed to be the host.
And it's funny you mentioned Mason Miller because earlier on the midday show, I heard them use the audio from Moneyball about when Brad Pitt as Billy Bean was saying like it's to Scott Hattieburg, like it's first base. It's not that hard, Scott. Like, and he was able to do it just fine and become the gold standard of that kind of baseball. But no, I can't play. No,
it was great because it was Billy Bean saying, play first base is easy. And you had the assistant coach at the time for the Oakland Athletics,
Jonah Hill,
or Ron Washington.
Yep.
Going, yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is a very hard position to play. It's not like it's not like Andy, you know, Billy Bean is suggesting it's easy. It's not. It's hard.
Well, I think if we start with the everything is hard at the major league level sort
that's
barometer,
a good place to start.
Right? Like, but then say, Raffy, you played third at what you thought. We may not agree, but Raffy, you thought you were a third baseman. Yep. Like, good enough to play third base in the major leagues, despite leading the league in errors 7 straight years in Major League Baseball, some of those years and all of that.
Yep.
I think he could play first. But let's kind of flesh this out a little bit. Do you believe that that is a road that they could go down, trading him? Because Chris Rose just also kind of insinuated that Breslow's doing this on purpose, that he's kind of sabotaging this relationship. So
I thought he meant, no, the other way around. I felt like he's saying that maybe Raffy is trying to, like, force his way out. Kinda.
Okay.
Those comments from Raffy yesterday, to me, at least that's how I read it. I don't know, you guys maybe, I felt like that's what he was saying. And so Raffy's just going nuclear with how he feels, almost daring or forcing the Red Sox to get rid of him.
So
can I ask, would anyone miss him? I'm just being dead honest.
Well, the lineup,
I'm not trying to be a dink.
The lineup.
No, but
that's it.
Okay, but if you end up needing to call up one of the kids, I know I'm dipping into the old rookie well again, but I can't help but want to because I'm dying to see them, and I think they're going to be amazing additions to the team, and we're going to finally get the future going at Fenway. I don't think the lineup would miss him that badly, and you know who knows what you're going to get in return, Andy?
Well, the return is a major question, but I mean, you're talking about a 200-plus home run guy, a guy who averages bare minimum 20-something home runs a year, really should be a 30-something home run a year. Those don't just grow on trees, and you're replacing them with prospects, potential. Might they be great? Absolutely. Meyer, Anthony, one of those guys, however you fill the void, might be great, but they might not be. And so your lineup would definitely hit. I also think there's probably a limited pool of trade candidates for a $30 million DH who is cranky and has not done himself any favors or the team trying to trade him any favors.
$270 million
And you trade him and don't get a good haul like some other big name trades they've had around.
Mookie Betts, you mean?
You know, that won't play well either. So they have to try and find a way to work this out.
Now, people don't want to hear this, but one of the teams that would probably be a landing spot based on history would be the Dodgers. Because you,
why not?
Right? Like, where'd Adrian
Gonzalez go? They bailed
you
out of several other terrible contracts.
All these others. Right. Mookie Betts ends up there. Like, they have, if you ever look at their books, they're remarkably flexible financially for a team that feels like they sign everybody and have all these great players. So careful what you wish for. You want to trade Mookie, Devers, you could see him with Mookie out in L.A., you know, winning divisions, winning playoff series, winning World Series. Yes, Dan Ball.
I heard Philadelphia floated as well. They need a third baseman. Dave Dombrowski knows him, another big market team. So that was a name I heard floated as a possibility. Hmm.
So we're really doing this. Sound like we're at least tiptoeing into the talk of trading Rafael Devers.
If Rafi's statements weren't so strong, you know what? We wouldn't be. But he had some really strong statements about the leadership of the Red Sox.
617-779-7937. Let's go to George in Warwick for his thoughts on this Rafi Devers situation.
Hey, guys. Thanks. Two thoughts. One is, the agents get a significant slice of that contract. I'll bet nobody could guess the agent's name off the top of their head, but where are they? Mm-hmm. There should be some counsel here. The second one is, I'm going to age myself, guys. Remember the book, the children's magazine Highlights?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Team leader would have assessed the situation, regardless of money or not, looked at the situation and offered to play first base the best they could do for the best of the team. That would be Gallant. We're catching goofus here.
Thanks for the call, George.
So let's throw some patent at Rafi and Highlights. Have you read Highlights?
Two ends of the spectrum and see if we can meet in the middle somewhere, talk on his level, some form or fashion. I'll be honest, I didn't really get the Highlights reference that closely.
I didn't either.
I just remember the cover.
I knew I remembered it.
I could show you the cover in my mind, the way it says Highlights across the top.
After that, I wasn't sure where he was going. But
yeah, 617-779-7937. Joe and Randolph has the idea that we brought up earlier. What do you want to do with Devers, Joe?
Yes, let me take you off the speaker.
Please
Hi,
do.
Guys.
Hi.
If he's embarrassed because of the way he would play first base, I'd send him down to the minors, let him hone up his first baseman skills, and after a couple of dozen bus rides, I think he'd be happy to come up to the Red Sox and play first base.
Oh, thanks for the call,
if Joe. If Joe was here right now, I'd just pat him on his head.
You like that?
So nice, Joe. So just so simplistic in his mind.
So naive.
So naive. Sorry, Joe. That ain't happening, my man.
I do love to envision these sometimes, what your emotion would be. Or let's say we're doing live radio, and it's like 3:45, and we're on the air, and we get word that the Red Sox have done X. One of them is traded Rafael Devers to the Dodgers in a package that includes two minor league prospects. Or sent him to Worcester. Imagine if they sent him to Worcester and Fitzy didn't call up.
Any of that surprises. Yeah.
But wait, if they didn't call up Anthony and Meyer and they sent Devers to Worcester, you could argue the better lineup in the state of Massachusetts would be in Worcester, not Boston.
That's a good point.
Then we get in a truck and we drive out on the pike with the torches and the pitchforks.
And
we riot.
Before, you know, people get up, we're not actually taking this seriously. We're just having a little fun with a major sports story here in Boston. Although I will say, the way it's going, it's like, I didn't expect Devers to speak the way he has spoken twice about his options, right? Like, those caught me off guard. So maybe it's not that crazy.
And he coming into camp, he thought he was misled. He thought he was always going to be a third baseman, and now he feels like he's been misled again. So you wonder if, you know, this is going to be a problem from here on in. I said the first kind of demotion or change of position going from third base to DH would work its way out, and it did. This I feel differently about.
And I also feel differently about an answer from our guy Alex Cora Wednesday at Fenway Park, where he detailed to us how they have very good conversations, he and Craig Breslow. So he tried to tell us they have good lines of communication. I'm not sure the details of the last 3 or 4 days marry up with that narrative that he's selling to us. So he said, no. Haven't talked to him, don't plan on talking to him. Breslow was like, well, all ideas are on the table right now. We really need to keep an open mind when dealing with this. Then they get to Devers.
No.
Yes. Has anyone talked to you, Rafael? Yeah, the general manager guy a couple days ago. I think it was the G. Well, when exactly did this conversation? I don't know. I'm having trouble sort of reckoning what exactly is going on communication-wise between there's a triangle. It's Devers, Cora, and Breslow. The lines of communication, how clear are they and how honest are we getting the assessment of what they're talking about?
I mean, I think part of the problem is just the way the system's set up. You have a general manager and a head and a manager that have different types of relationships with these guys, but they both have relationships. My guess is ideally you almost don't want the general manager anywhere near these guys.
Right.
Don't say anything that may contradict what the manager says. But I don't think that's the way it is in baseball. I think they're around all the time and talk to these guys almost as much as maybe the manager does.
And that muddies the water, Fitzy. When you have two voices and you two bosses and you're getting two different perspectives on things, that can create confusion, angst, and probably animosity that we're seeing.
Yeah, I would bet dollars to donuts right now that the relationship between Cora and Devers is not good, nor has it been for a long time, which is why the conversations run through Breslow and Alex has been tentative to give us much detail or intel during our Wednesday conversations. But we shall have to press further for detailage next Wednesday.
Dan Ball?
That's Fitzy, it's funny you came away with that. I looked at it as I feel like the relationship between Devers and Breslow or Breslow's computer isn't very good. And I for some reason, I came away with the feeling that Cora is the middleman in all of this versus they're not great. Because I noticed a Cora trait in Devers when he answered. When Cora doesn't like somebody, he doesn't say the name. He says the job description, the general manager, the third baseman, whatever it is. Devers is doing a little bit of the, I don't like the general manager right now. So it's very, very muddy right now.
Interesting. 617-779-7937. Let's squeeze in another phone call here. Let's go to Howard in the car. Howard, what are your thoughts or questions with this whole Devers situation?
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I'm feeling like I feel a little bit that the whole thing about adding clubhouse leadership is kind of missing the point. I can really have a wonderful discourse on what you guys have talked about, like, you know, whether he should move from one position to another. I think that if Tristan Casas wasn't the best defensive first baseman as it was anyhow. So if Rafi can go and do that and actually, you know, hit and do something that's first base that doesn't completely suck, then I think they'd be better off. Who's the guy in the clubhouse? You guys had talked earlier about, you know, hey, there are reporters in the room giving Rafi the side eye. I'm not sure what you guys think about that, you know, in that kind of context. But I think part of the problem was that you brought Bregman in to be the clubhouse guy, right?
Yes. Thanks for the call, Howard.
Yes. The problem with that, Howard, is that he's new to the team.
Yes.
And so Basically, Howard had a hard time getting that plane landed, but he got it eventually. When he did land the plane, it was like, okay, but he basically said, who on this team, is it Trevor Story? Why not Trevor Story? Because he's
always
been
out
hurt,
of the lineup,
right? He's still trying to find the player that they spent all that money to be. So he can't do it. And then you look at the outfit.
Jaren Duran.
No, why? He's still a young up and coming, right? So there's a lot of truth to that. There isn't anybody on this team that has similar type of accomplishments and as much swag as Devers does in this league. And so no one on this team is going to feel comfortable going up and telling him, hey, man, you got to knock this off. This isn't good.
Alex Cora.
Chris Cotillo just wrote on social, guys. Cotillo just wrote a little while ago from Mass Live. Trevor Story says the Red Sox have not approached him about first base.
Okay, good to know. Trevor Story not approached. Okay. And he doesn't want to play first base either because he wants to stay at shortstop because he's healthy and that's his position. He's having fun. 617-779-7937. Coming up here on Odds and Ends, we'll put together a wrap of WEEI Afternoons, including on this Friday afternoon, our predictions for Game 3. We're going to put it on the line, put it on the record, what is going to happen Saturday afternoon at MSG, and some fun audio that you've never heard before here. That's up next on WEEI Afternoons.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.